Thank you, Joe. We're going to continue today with our special Christmas program, our Christmas outreach. We're going to continue with two lessons, the third and the fourth. And the first, the third lesson is taken from Isaiah 9, 2, 6, 7. And then the second one is taken from Isaiah 11, 1, 2, 3a, 4a, and then 6 through 9. But before we do that, remember we were told that this service kind of started in the 1800s, and it's still continuing. So one of the things I was thinking of is that God love and God word is still the power of God unto salvation. And wherever we go, our whoever you meet, we have this opportunity to tell this one about Jesus Christ. And so before I just speak on this, Doug is going to let us hear continuation of the Christmas story told by the English voices. So listen carefully.
Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold by Isaiah. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Thanks be to God.
The peace that Christ will bring is foreshown. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither approve after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf shall also dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Thanks be to God.
So I would invite you to turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 9. And we'll look at the first lesson, or the third lesson, my first lesson, but the third lesson as we look at it, and just to encourage us of what the Lord, our God, did for us. And I'm going to start again reading from verse 2. Isaiah 9, reading from verse 2, and it said, "The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shone." And we just want to think of these people who were walking in darkness. Who was these people? These people, some of them were Jews and some were Gentiles. These people did not know God. They were far away from him. In one side of the field, there was the Jews who know, some of them know Christ, and some did not know him. But God promised to send a great light to them, those who were in darkness, in Galilee, outside of the camp. God promised them. And we have a quote for this. Maybe I should read it, but for time's sake, we'll just give it to you. Matthew 4, 15 through 16. And this quote is being fulfilled in Jesus' ministry in Galilee. So that is, we're going to read that this, he was going to send the light, but this light has already been seen by these people. They were waiting on this light. They had no light. In other words, they knew not God. They knew not the Lord Jesus Christ. But God had promised them to send them this light through his son, the Lord Jesus. And verse 2, we read it again. "The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light." That means some of the Jews there. They have seen one side of the people, saw some of the light. But the other side, the north side, was still in darkness. But God promised them to send a light. He said, "Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined." And we think of the people of Israel. You know, God came to save his people, the Jews. But when the Jews rebel against God, he promised the Gentiles that they would get the light. And we see that happening in Scripture. God sent his son as a babe in the manger. And he came, he grew up as a boy, as a lad, as a man. And then he went to the cross. That was why he came as a babe, to save you and me, Gentiles people. I think a couple of us in here are Jews. And for us, it's a good thing, because we had no hope. We would be without Christ on the way to a lost eternity. And yet, he said that, and he bring us this great light. Isaiah announced the coming of the Messiah, bringing light to both Jews and Gentiles. And so we saw that. As I say, you can read Matthew chapter 4, 15 through 16, and you can see that that light has lightened the Gentiles. Let's go on. We read verse 6 to verse 7. And it said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And we go back to verse 5. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a child is born. This is speaking here of the humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Unto us a son is given. And this is speaking of his deity to us. This came from the Father. And this is also speaking of the first advent, when God sent his Son to come into this world to die for us. And then we see the second advent here, and the government will be upon his shoulder. He will rule with power and might in righteousness and in justice. Yes, this one who the world kind of don't even want to hear of these days sometimes. And yet we as believers, we as Christians, we who are looking for him would like to hear day by day what he is doing for us, what he has done for us, and what he continued to do for us. The government will be upon his shoulder. Yes, he will set up his kingdom, and no one can overtake him. He will rule in righteousness and in power. And his name will be called Wonderful. Wonderful. Counselor, the Mighty God. Wonderful Counselor. Born to us is born a child, his humanity, his deity. And then the government shall be upon his shoulder. He will reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His name will be called Wonderful. Speaking of his person and work, the work that Isaiah seen this as he was writing this, the work that he will do. But we look at it as today, Christian believer, the work is complete because he went to the cross and suffered there for us. And this morning he sits at the right hand of the Majesty, making intercession for us. His name will be called Wonderful. Speak of his personal work. Counselor is wisdom in government. Mighty God, speak of his omnipotent supreme ruler. And then the everlasting Father, the Father or source of eternity. He himself is eternal. And there's a quote again from Isaiah 57:15. That's what his name is. That's what he is, eternal, the eternal God, the eternal Father, the loving one who gave us his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the Prince of Peace, Sar Shalom. I guess I can say that in Hebrew. I don't know much Hebrew. I'm not a Hebrew scholar. But when you hear the Jews, you hear them, Shalom. Yes, this one will bring us peace. Everlasting peace. Peace forever. Peace that reign forever and ever. And verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Yeah. Can you imagine that? Yes, dear ones. We will be around to see that. Yes. In these days, people want peace. But there is no peace to be found. The only peace is through our Lord Jesus Christ. And they shun him. They turn their backs on him. And they don't want to have this peace and harmony with him. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and justice. Yes, And this is what he's going to set up his kingdom. His kingdom will be righteousness, judgment for those who is going to judge, and for peace and harmony. Those who look to him, those who look for justice, he will present this justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Yes, this one is going to be forever. He's going to sit on his father's throne. We go over to 11 soon, and we'll see that. The throne of his forefather, or the lineage of David, coming through Jesse. Yeah, that lineage is going to cut down, and this one is going to sprout a shoot out of the lineage of David. But thanks be to God for this here in chapter 9. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. What a name. What a name. I don't think nobody named their son or daughter anything like that. Peace, Counselor, Mighty God. I don't think so. I've never heard it. Maybe you have, but I've never. But these names are eternal. These names are wonderful names for those of us who understand what the Lord Jesus Christ came to do. He came as a baby here, and he grew up again, as I say, as a boy, as a lad, as a man, to go to the cross. That was the aim of the Father, because he knew mankind. We hear it in the garden when they sin and God turned him out. He made that means that man could come back to him. And yes, the day of salvation, the grace of God is still available, so that whoever hear this word today can ask him into their lives. We're going to turn over to chapter 11 and just continue to read from verse 1 to 4a and then 6 through 9. Isaiah 11, reading from verse 1, it said, "There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes." Verse 4, "But his righteousness, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and deceit, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist." We'll just stop there for a minute or so, while I just encourage us here in the first verse. "They shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of its root." And here we are talking about the lineage of David. Our Lord Jesus Christ was born through that as a man, to the lineage of David. David came from Jesse. Jesse was David's father. And there is the lineage. And when he occupied this throne, it will be forever. We're talking here, Isaiah 11 is talking about the millennium reign of the Messiah. This is yet to come. This hasn't happened yet, but this is yet to come. When this one comes, the Messiah comes, and set up his kingdom. This will be forever. He will set it up with righteousness, with equity, and he shall rule the people with truth and justice. A branch of Jesse, growth of his roots, the lineage, Jesse, David, Christ. And there is also a verse for that. 1 Samuel 17 and verse 12. You can check that out. The branch we see here is personalized in verse 2. And this is speaking of the Messiah. It says, the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Yeah? Here is the Spirit of the Lord. Rest upon him. Him who? Jesus Christ. The Messiah. That one who came. That one who God sent. That one who gave his life for us. And Calvary's cross. And here the Spirit of the Lord refers to the sevenfold Spirit of God. And there's another quote here for it, Revelation 4 and verse 5. This described here in relation to his seven attributes. First of all, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding relates to his power and his mind. The Spirit of counsel and might relates to his practical activity, right counseling. The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord relates to fellowship with Jehovah God. Knowledge of Jehovah, and there's a quote for that too, John 8:55. This one who know God, he was with the Father in the beginning, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the earth. And then when, I think Genesis 1:4 or 5, it said, let's go down and make man into our own image, showing that there was somebody there with God, the three in one, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah, but here this morning, we see him still sitting at the right hand of the Majesty, making intercession for us. Verse 5 said, righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. Righteousness, that's what he is. He's righteous. Faithful. If we are faithless, he's faithful because he can't deny himself. And so, we as believers this morning, don't care what we are going through, don't care what we think, we have that one we can always come to because he's always there. He's always a present help in need, and we can always look to him. And let's just read the other verses, verse 6 through 9, and see when he set up his kingdom, you know, what will happen. Verse 6 said, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like an ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole. And the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the herd shall be filled of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And here we see perfect peace that's going to reign upon this earth that mankind have never seen before. When the Messiah come and set up his kingdom, forever there will be greatness. Forever there will be peace. Forever there will be righteousness. He reigns with majesty. He reigns in peace and he reigns with righteousness. Verse 6, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. Can we see that today? I guess the nearest we can see today, if you go to the zoo, yeah, you'll see this thing. They're close by, but not in the same proximity. Yeah, and that's as close as you can come to something like that. But here, right in the Word of God, it said, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And not only that, here it is, and a little child shall lead them. I think of my grandboys. They're always getting into things. But can you see them leading these animals? These animals of destruction? These animals that eat flesh? Yeah. Here, God is in control, my friend. He still is now. But at that time, his kingdom shall be set up. And he will be ruling with might, with power, with peace, with righteousness, with justice, and peace forever. Oh, the peace forever flowing. Yes? We're going to see these things. One day soon, we will see this. The cow and the bear shall graze. Can you imagine that? No. You look on the TV and you look on this wild program and you see the bear hunting, the lion hunting. They want their food, and they're going to get it some way or the other. And then we see the young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And here is something very strange here. It's not strange, because this is God doing. He's going to change the lion's diet from meat to straw. Can we read that again? And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. Yes, dear ones, this is God's plan. Yeah, no more going after the unable things of life. But this is God is going to say, yes, you're going to eat just like what's prepared there, the grass and so forth. Grass. The nursing child shall pay by the cobra's hole. Oh, yeah. Even in their glass net, there was a thing on the news the other day that the snake was in an airplane flying. I don't know how it got there, you know, but you think of people having pets, you know, and they bring them on this airplane without nobody knowing. And maybe that one got out, I would think. And there he was in the top of the plane coming down. People was like running from one side to the other. But here we see God in his grace and his mercy. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and nothing will happen to them. And the weaned child shall put his hands in the viper's den. Even then, they will not hurt them. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the hurt shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the water covers the sea. The hurt shall be filled with God's word. The hurt shall be filled with God's purpose, God's love, God's grace, God's mercy. Have you ever stand by the ocean and shore and look out as far as the eye can imagine, or as far as you can see, is just water. And that's how God's mercy is going to cover the whole earth as the water. Righteousness, peace, justice, all these wrapped up in God. in the Lord Jesus, in the Messiah, as he come to set up his kingdom and reign as king, king of kings and Lord of lords. One day, soon and very soon, my dear, we will be in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we shall be there forever until he comes. With that, I say, the Messiah rule the world in righteousness and peace. It extends even to the animal kingdom. During this time, the herd shall be ruled by him in righteousness and peace. One of the hymns we sang, it said, he rules the world with truth and grace, and make the nation prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. The wonders of his love. Yes, this is the one that we are going to serve. We will sit at his feet and we will listen as he rules the world in righteousness, in justice, in truth, forever. Until that day come, dear ones, we as believers, we have this privilege to tell others, to encourage others, to do what's right. I was listening to a speaker the other day on the radio, and they were saying, it's not what you're doing, but what people are seeing you doing, you know, because people are watching you. They don't care where you are. Yeah? Once you say you're a Christian, they're going to be watching you. And you try to do the best thing possible at all time, because they're watching you, and they're the first one is going to come up and say, you're a Christian, but how are you doing that? You know? So you do it to please him, because he sees us though. He sees us. He knows our heart. He knows our content of our heart. And we want to give him the blessing. And so as we move into these Christmas days or Christmas time, we look forward for the Messiah to come back to take us forever to be with him. Until that day come, we will continue to serve him. The little we do for him, praise him and give him thanks for all that he has done for us. Let's pray. Oh, Father and our God, we thank you again for your word. We thank you, Father, that you gave your son. You sent him into this world. He born as a babe, and he grew up as a lad, as a man. And then he went to the cross for sinners such as me. Thank you, Father, that the day of grace is still available to each one, whoever will. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Bless your words, Father, to our hearts this day, and cause that as we continue to serve you here on earth, we might be pleased to know that one day you're coming back to take us forever to be with you. Thank you, Father, for this time, because we would give you thanks in all your love and your grace. We pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.